COAG leaders will meet on Friday to discuss the classification of the controversial Adler lever action shotgun. But there are differing opinions within the federal coalition government on how restricted the weapon should actually be. The Nationals want the gun to be Category B. The Prime Minister and some Liberal backbenchers have indicated they want the gun in a more restricted category. And Category D is the one many people are talking about. For Labor's position, Claire O'Neill is the Shadow Minister for Justice. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks, Patricia. Great to be with you.
And congratulations. I know you have just had a child.
Yes, that's right. Second baby boy in the family. So he's 11 weeks old now, and it's lovely to have him at home.
Absolutely. Let's get to your day job. The concern here, well, actually, you've got two jobs. The concern here is about the version of the Adler lever action shotgun that has magazine that can hold seven cartridges. What category should this gun be in?
Well, look, Patricia, I think the critical point for today is that the government is going into a COAG meeting on Friday without a clear and consistent position on this. Federal Labor doesn't have a seat around the table, much to my disappointment. But what we have here is a Prime Minister who's called for one categorisation. And last night, the Deputy Prime Minister went on national television and openly embraced a different position. And unfortunately, this is not the first division that we've seen on gun control within the coalition. So it follows a series of events where we've seen splits between the Nationals and Liberals or between the Liberals themselves. So it's something that I'm very worried about because John Howard's proudest legacy is these gun reforms that have made sure that we haven't had a single mass shooting in this country for 20 years now. And I'm really committed to making sure that we protect them.
Anthony Albanese thinks the gun should be Category D. He said so at the weekend. So is that Labor's position?
Look, Albo's got his own view about that, and I respect that. Category D is a pretty tight classification. But as I say, Labor doesn't actually have a seat around the table on this one. What we are really concerned about is making sure that these gun laws aren't watered down to any degree. One of the reasons that I don't want to be really definitive with you, Patricia, is because COAG is actually looking at the whole National Firearm Agreement, and it may make changes to how the categorisation works. So I don't want to give your viewers the impression that...
But with respect, Claire, you've come on and said that the government has conflicting views, and of course you've pointed to some examples. But how can Labor just say we just don't have a seat? You've got to have a position on what category this controversial Adler shotgun should be brought in on. I mean, how can you not have a position on that?
Well, our position is that we want to make sure that those laws are very tight and tightly protect Australians against gun violence that we see causing massive damage in other countries around the world. But the reason that we don't have a specific position on it for you today is because, as I say, COAG's actually looking at what those categories mean. So there are myriad decisions that may come out of the agreement on Friday. The coalition is the one that is going to sit at the head of the COAG table and have to bring the state premiers and territory leaders together to a position on this. And what we've seen is that they can't get agreement in their own party, even about the simple principle of whether these laws should be watered down or not. So what we've had is we've seen Tony Abbott and Malcolm Turnbull being willing to horse trade on these laws in order to get legislation through the Senate. We've seen division within the National Party, even division within the Liberal Party. Where Labor stands strong on this is that we want to see those laws rock solid because they've done a really good job at protecting Australians over a long period of time now.
So is there a reason Labor hasn't made a decision at a shadow cabinet level about exactly the category that the... You say that it's because of the National Firearm Agreement, but this is a specific gun, we know it. We've had the debate about it already, actually, on a very, very vocal national level. So, you know, it's just about a specific gun. Surely you can have a policy on a very specific issue.
Yeah, I'm not trying to avoid your question. It may not seem that way, but the problem is that Category D itself may be modified by COAG. So I don't want to give your viewers the impression that a Category D classification is going to solve all of our problems here.
Okay, so if it's not, I'll help you then. So if it's not modified, if Category D is as we understand Category D now, does Labor think it should be Category D as Category D is defined right now as we go to air?
Yeah, that would be our preference. But again, as I say, we don't know what the fine print of the COAG agreement will be. So we've got state and federal leaders coming together to talk about this, and there are literally innumerable possibilities for the decision that COAG could come to. So I just don't want to be too definitive about it. But Category D requires people to really need a rapid action gun like the Adler to do work. Basically, they need to prove that they're pest control or that sort of thing. So we would argue that that's a better position than the one we have today, which is basically disagreement amongst the states about how this gun should be categorised. And the slow action that the government has taken on this, Patricia, has led to some pretty significant outcomes. So, for example, there are 7,000 Adler A110s that are either being held in customs or circulating in the Australian community right now. And so the government is going to have to come to a solution about what to do about those guns. In addition, there are other guns that have probably been inappropriately classified that we will need to look at. So there's a raft of additional issues that we want the government to look at. The central point here, though, is that there is a lot of division in the coalition about this point, and we really want to see those guns the gun laws tightened up to make sure that we can continue to protect Australians in the way that they have for a long time now.
If you're just tuning in to RN Drive, my guest is Claire O'Neill. She's the Shadow Minister for Justice in Bill Shorten's opposition. And our number, if you have a view on gun reform and this COAG meeting on Friday that will determine this issue that we've been hearing about for a while, our number is 0418 226 576. That's a text number, and you can also tweet us using the hashtag RN Drive. Would Labor consider a disallowance motion in the Senate if the regulations are changed or the Adler is classified a particular way you're not in support of?
Well, I think we will need to look at the way that COAG comes to this decision, but I would be very concerned if this gun remains as an A or B classified gun. So basically, many of the states at the moment allow people who are simply recreational shooters to use an Adler, to import an Adler shotgun. And this is not a recreational weapon. This is a dangerous weapon that can shoot 8 rounds in 8 seconds. It's not appropriate for people who just want to use it for a bit of hunting on the weekends. So if that is a decision that COAG comes to, then Labor will have to have a discussion about how we would react to that. And it would be very concerning and a significant departure from the laws that John Howard put in place in 1996.
The existing 5-shot magazine Adler can be adapted to hold 11 rounds, which is, you know, 3 more than the weapon which is currently banned, and there'll be a debate around. Should these adapters be banned?
Well, I think you raise a really, really important point. And the reason that the National Firearms Agreement is being considered by COAG at the moment is because these laws haven't been updated in quite some time. So the Adler 110, for example, is being classified incorrectly because it's essentially a new technology that allows it's sort of an update of an old technology that's put it into this wrong category, basically. And you raise a really important point. So there's another gun that's being freely imported into Australia right now, a 5-shot Adler, that with a very simple modification can be turned into an 11-shot gun. Now, again, this is not a recreational weapon, but today it is classified as a recreational weapon. And at the moment, these guns are flowing into the country. There's no current ban on that weapon at the moment. So this is a really important thing that the government needs to address urgently. As we speak, there are guns being imported into this country that are being classified inappropriately. And we know there's a very clear link between the number of guns in the community and gun violence. And that's not because people who own guns are criminals or anything like that. There are very good reasons that farmers, for example, need guns. But the more guns that we have in a community, the more guns get stolen, the more gun accidents there are, the more gun suicides there are, and these links are very well established. So our argument is that the whole National Firearms Agreement needs to be reconsidered, and issues like the one you've raised need to be part of that discussion.
Claire, many thanks for your time tonight.
Thanks, Patricia. Been good to talk.
And that's Claire O'Neill. She's the Shadow Minister for Justice joining us here on RN Drive, talking about that COAG meeting. And, of course, COAG is when all of the premiers and the chief ministers get together with the Prime Minister and look at some national cooperation issues. And the Adler shotgun will be on the agenda this Friday. What category should it be in? That is really at the centre of the debate, because right now it's still banned. 0418 226 576 is the number that you can text on if you have a view on the Adler or anything else we've been talking about tonight, including the Adani coal mine. I wonder if you think it's also not economically viable. I'm already getting lots of texts about the economic, not just the economic rather, but the environmental ramifications. And of course, that is a very huge issue for many people, given the obvious impact we know coal has on the environment. 0418 226 576.
From the founder of Apple to comedian Andy Samberg. From the head of Netflix to the man who built the World Wide Web. From the creators of the record-breaking podcast Serial to startups that are breaking ground right here in Australia. If you want to hear from the movers and the shakers, media, technology and culture around Australia and the globe, there is literally one show. It also happens to be the most literally named show. Download this show with me, Mark Fennell. Media, technology, culture. Find it on the RN website now or on the ABC Radio app.